the show ring, where he spent the weekends riding. Steinkraus and Schuppert, who succeeded him as captain, were mainstays of the team in 1950s, 60s, and part of the 70s. Others joined them eventually, including George Morris and a Californian, Mary Mayers, who had won both the ASPCA Mackley and American Horse Shows Association Medal Equestrian Finals in 1960. Mayers and Schuppert married and rode together on the 1964 Olympic team in Tokyo, where the squad was sixth and Schuppert was the highest-placed American. Seventh on the San Lucas, the couple also teamed 4 years later in Mexico City, and Schuppert just missed a medal there on San Lucas, coming in fourth, as did the team. Asked how he evaluated his success as a rider, Schuppert once modestly explained, "If it was more determination, not especially talent, I wouldn't be able to ride with these young people today. They get better training and better horses." Yet the individual classes he won make an impressive list, including the President's Cup at the Washington International Horse Show, the North American Championship at Toronto's Royal Winter Fair, the Democrat Trophy at the National Horse Show, and the King George V Gold Cup in London. He was a great rider, aggressive with a difficult horse, aggressive against the clock, aggressive over big courses, but he was aggressive with feel for the horse, Morris recalled. When Schuppert took over as coach, he presided over glory years of the USET as the show jumping team won its first gold in 1984 in Los Angeles, where Joe Fargus and Conrad Hornfeld brought home the individual gold and silver. The team was gold again in 1986 World Championships in Aachen, Germany, where Hornfeld earned individual silver. He worked with Laura Schuppert until recently, shared in her success as a grand prize winner, who inherited his penchant for speed. He was always involved in governance of the sport and received the U.S. Equestrian Federation's Lifetime Achievement Award for his contributions, which also earned him a place in the Show Jumping Hall of Fame at the Kentucky Horse Park in Lexington, Kentucky. Looking back on his life, Schuppert once recounted, "I've had a lot of fun, had some successes, and some failures too. To come close to winning some gold medals, which I did a couple of times, how can a person who's not very wealthy dream of being able to do that?" So, my goodness, we talk about
the news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
A private funeral is scheduled today for the Nebraska toddler killed by an alligator at a Walt Disney World resort. 2-year-old Lane Graves and his family vacationing last week when he waded into shallow waters at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, the alligator dragging him off as his father tried to stop the attack. Donald Trump scheduled to meet with hundreds of Christian leaders this morning in New York City. Pastor Samuel Rodriguez, the president of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, is one of them. He tells Fox about 1,000 other pastors are going to be there, too.
Arguably the most influential evangelical pastors in America, gathering together to listen to Donald J. Trump affirm the values of life and religious liberty, the building block of marriage and the family, and the preservation of our Judeo-Christian value system.
The presumptive GOP presidential nominee being joined by his one-time rival, Dr. Ben Carson. This is USA Radio News, powered by USA Radio. Radio.com.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Millions of people across the desert southwest not getting out from under an excessive heat warning today. Forecasters warning about dangerously high temperatures across most of Arizona, Southern California, and Southern Nevada. The excessive heat warning in effect into Wednesday night. Former Donald Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski saying his firing was not like an episode of The Apprentice.
There was a meeting yesterday. I came to work around 6 and did our standard meetings, and then around 9:30 or so I had a meeting with a couple of the people in the office, then I had a chance to speak to Mr. Trump on the telephone. And the idea is that the campaign wants to grow and get bigger and be more robust.
He tells Fox that he has unbelievable respect for Trump, believes he'll still be the next president, and will be there to support him through the process. And new emojis out today, sure to please people with even the most discriminating palates. The 72 new icons include peanuts, eggs, pancakes, and more. There are also a boatload of new animals, including a gorilla and a fox. On top of all that, there are more ways available now to show how much you're face-palming. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The Justice Department releases the full transcript of the night.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com. It's 11:07 and time for Chamber Radio weather. It's currently 80 degrees with sunny skies here in Flemington, New Jersey. For this afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 87. There's a slight chance of some precipitation around 30% or a possible thunderstorm here and there. For tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly between 8 p.m. and midnight, otherwise partly cloudy with a low of 58. For tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny with a high near 84. Wednesday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms sometime after 2 a.m. leading into Thursday morning, where there is about a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Thursday night, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low of 59. Friday, mostly sunny skies with a high of 83. And so far, it looks like a beautiful weekend with sunny skies on both Saturday and Sunday with a high near 86 on Saturday and 87 on Sunday. That's HuntertonChamberRadio.com weather. And it's now time for Some Things About Money here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm Michelle Heide. With me, Joe Patton, both certified financial planners with Patton, Heide, and Associates in Annandale, New Jersey. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Michelle. And this is probably the longest I've sat and listened to somebody leading up to the show in a long time. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back.
So, beautiful day out there. People are just into summertime. The graduation parties continue.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some guests today.
Yes, we do. We have some special guests. We have my kids, Isabel, who will be going into the sixth grade in the fall, and Jack, who will be going into the fifth grade in the fall. So they both got good report cards and are allowed to go on to the next grade. Which
and
is
they're allowed to be on radio today.
And so they're allowed to be on the radio. Isabel will be sharing some tips today on fun things that kids can do that cost very little or no money, which is always a good thing.
You kind of wonder how many parents have the opportunity to hang the radio carrot out there in front of the kids. So if they do well and get good report cards, they get to talk to people here in Hunterdon County.
Exactly.
Very nice. But here we are going to start by talking a little bit about some things about money and how else should we start. I guess we should do a market update because, after all, Janet Yellen is speaking on the Hill and people are grilling her about jobs and a whole bunch of other things. So currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is green. It's up 43.66 points to 17,848. The S&P 500 up 6.09 to 2,089. The NASDAQ up almost 4 to 48.41. Taking a look at Europe. Europe had a big day yesterday because some of the surveys came out saying that, well, perhaps we're not going to leave the EU. And the result was things were up over 3.5% across the board. Currently this morning, the FTSE is up over 31 points, 0.5%. The DAX up almost 75 points, 0.75%. And the CAC 40 in France up almost 0.9%. Oh, about 38.5 points. Looking at some of the other numbers, oil's currently at $48.38 a barrel. That's up almost a dollar. Down almost a dollar, 2%. Taking a look at gold. Gold continues to drop on the good news. Currently at 1272.10, down $20 an ounce. And the 10-year Treasury yield is up to 1.68%, one tick. So that's where we currently stand. And with all of this Brexit news, we're getting a little bit more volatility out there. And, you know, quite frankly, people confuse things like loss with the word volatility when one means something entirely different. So understanding volatility, albeit briefly. Volatility primarily reflects two things, uncertainty and adjustment to new information. When volatility rises because of uncertainty, equity valuations tend to decline. Investors have less confidence in their projections regarding companies' future prospects. When volatility rises due to new information, stocks might move in either direction. More often than not, that direction could be down because investors tend not to like surprises. What other surprises might be coming? Volatility also directly impacts equity options and structured product prices. Expected volatility is a primary component in how options are priced. The VIX index uses option prices to imply a volatility measure. Mathematically, volatility increases more when stocks decline than when they rise. This statistical factoid relates to stock correlations. Broadly speaking, stocks tend to move as a group on the way down and act more independently on the way up. And that's very important to understand. In recent years, the underlying causes for volatility have evolved. Low global interest rates have added a degree of uncertainty to an important component of equity valuation models, and that dampens headline volatility as reflected in the VIX index. However, our research has shown that the frequency in which the equity market has experienced very sharp short-lived swings has increased. A key reason is that global investment markets have become increasingly linked, progressively U.S. equities, to a wider variety of overseas events and government decisions, like the Fed manipulating currency and interest rates. The Ameriprise Global Asset Allocation Committee believes underlying volatility is higher than the VIX suggests. One reflection has been the relatively high recent valuations of many stable growth quality stocks. The committee recommends investors retain thoughtful diversification strategies to help protect against volatility swings in the increasingly global market environment. So just remember, volatility is about movement. Volatility is not loss. It's not that the market's dropping. It's the difference between it going up and going down. One does not take a loss until one sells.
Exactly.
So, you know, volatility is actually your friend, because how many times do you hear us say buy low? And unless you have volatility, there is no opportunity to buy low. So
exactly.
Embrace volatility.
Yes. It the is markets not, would be very boring
it
if
is
there
not
were
the
no
horror.
Volatility. Volatility is your friend. Absolutely.
Retirement.
But before we get to retirement, another study came out showing that 66 million Americans have no emergency savings.
Does not surprise me.
Not surprising at all. And actually, when broken down by age, those in Gen X fared the worst. One third of people ages 36 to 51 said they have nothing saved in the event of an emergency. That compares with 27% of all other ages 18 or older, according to a Bankrate.com survey. So generally, the likelihood of having saved at least 6 months of expenses increases steadily after age 25. Yet, for Gen Xers, those are the years when it catches up with you. So it underscores the fact that it takes time, especially because expenses grow faster than many Americans can save during the home buying, family raising years. And if you're not already in the habit of saving regularly, whatever you have is going to get wiped out sooner rather than later. So let's see. Currently, 47% of Americans said they could either not afford an emergency expense of $400 or would cover it by selling something or borrowing money. So that's pretty scary, especially considering, you know, we've been hearing that people have been focusing on paying down their debts and starting to save money. But, you know, studies like that come out and kind of remind us that a lot of people, you know, are still not really saving what they should be saving.
They're not only are they paying off their debts, there are a lot of people out there taking on new debt. And the reason for it is because of these artificially record low interest rates. The problem is, eventually, this is going to have to be paid, and that payment comes as the result of growth. And growth suffers as more people decide to take on debt and consume as opposed to invest and grow. So, yeah, and that's one of the aspects of Fed policy that worries me, that, yes, it helps when you're coming out of a severe recession, but at some point, the very medicine that is making you well has a toxic effect, and that toxic effect is the negative impact on GDP growth. In fact, just the other day, one of the Fed board members lowered his estimates for GDP down to 2%. Now, you know, when you factor in any type of inflation with the tax impact on individuals and businesses, 2% growth is just not going to cut it. So we have to do something about increasing growth, and artificially manipulating interest rates over the long term may actually take us in the wrong direction.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we are going to take a short break, and then we'll be back. You're listening to Some Things About Money here on 100inChamberRadio.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, and we're back. You're listening to Some Things About Money here on 100andchamberradio.com. And as you just heard on the commercial break, if you would like to reach out to us, you can call us at our office, 908-713-6600. Again, we are located on Route 31 North in Annandale, just north of where the old barbecue restaurant used to be, and supposedly a steakhouse will be taking over.
That's a rumor.
That's a rumor. We don't know for sure.
There's a lot of construction groundwork being done, and I'm not quite sure. Maybe they're planning on seating a couple of thousand people at a time.
But I don't know.
I don't know. The septic system looks like it could accommodate that many people.
Yes, it does.
But anyway,
all right.
Brexit.
Talk about Brexit. It's happening potentially on Thursday.
And I know you're used to talking. We'll talk more about the fiduciary standard now that Michelle is here today because she is a big proponent of it. But we'll talk Brexit first, but not so much as it relates to the U.S., although that is important here, but as it relates to U.K. Now, despite the threat of the pending Brexit vote, more large companies in the UK recently indicated that they had intentions to increase employment in the third quarter. And employment was very big in Janet Yellen's testimony in Congress today. Such intentions, however, could drop considerably if voters choose to leave the union, but could also improve somewhat if they vote to stay. Now, according to the most recent Manpower Employment Survey, and that was released last week, 10% of large employers in the UK said that they expect to increase employment in the third quarter. Now, that's the strongest rate since the third quarter of 2015. The report supports other employment improvement trends in the UK as the nation's unemployment rate dropped to 5% in April, and that being the lowest level since mid-2005. Now, across the Eurozone, the UK is a member of the 28-nation European Union, but not the 19-nation common currency Eurozone. I know that's confusing, but there is a difference. The unemployment rate in April also dropped to 10.2% from 11% a year earlier, and its lowest level since August of 2011. So as you can see, we have some improvement there. It's important because so many of the multinational U.S. large cap companies have, you know, trading business arrangements with their corresponding U.K. firms, and any growth opportunities in the U.K. will also bode well for U.S. companies, thus also for U.S. investors. So I like to see that. I don't want to see the UK leave the Eurozone.
Right.
I think that would create all sorts of problems. In fact, logistically, it may take them maybe as much as 10 years to completely sever the relationship. And you can't even imagine, you know, the complexities of that process and the impact on earnings of companies both here and abroad.
Right.
So
absolutely.
Let's hope everything works out well. Michelle, missed all of my conversations on fiduciary standard.
Yes.
And why that's important. And people have been listening to my point of view on it. What is your point of view?
Well, my point of view is that, you know, as you and I have discussed before, as certified financial planners, we've always followed the fiduciary standard because it's acting in the best interest of our clients, providing full and fair disclosure, you know, basically laying all of the cards out on the table and making everything very clear and acting with objectivity, the whole nine yards. So our business, in terms of how we do business, doesn't change, but the business in terms of how companies and other financial folks do business will significantly change. And actually, I gave clients a pat on the back the other day when, as part of the agenda, because, you know, as you know, before we meet with our clients for a review meeting, we have an agenda, but we always check in with them to see if there's anything else they like to add to the agenda. And one of the things they listed was the fiduciary standard. And I said, if you recall, you know, from day one, this is what we talked about. And they said, that's what we thought. We just wanted to make sure. And I said, well, make sure that as you're talking with your friends, they understand what the fiduciary standard is all about as well.
And if they're not quite sure how to approach their advisor on this issue, just so you know, there is something that you could ask for in case you're wondering whether or not they're going to be actually forthcoming with the proper answer when that question is posed. Ask them for their form ADV, because if they don't provide it to you, they're not working under the fiduciary standard.
Exactly.
And don't listen to the nonsense. Well, you know, I don't have it, and we're working on a new one. And
it's not their bio, it's their ADV.
Right. There's a big difference there. That is a description of how they work in all things related to the level of service and expenses and expectations that you need to know about. And if it's not in writing, it doesn't exist.
And remember, folks, it's all about your goals. Yes, the portfolio, the investments are a piece of your overall financial well-being. Those are it's the vehicle that will get you to those goals, but it all starts with the goals, what's important to you, when it's going to be needed in terms of the funds, what your risk profile is, what your tax situation is, lots and lots of different questions and scenarios that we walk through and that a good financial advisor should walk through. You know, one of the red flags would be if you meet with someone for the first time and they ask you how much money you have, that would be a red flag because it's not about
starting with the money. It's like walking into a doctor's office for the first time and having the doctor look at you and go, what drugs would you like me to prescribe?
Exactly.
Probably not a good idea.
No. Absolutely. So I'm a big proponent of the fiduciary standard. As with you, you know, our industry has gone through many changes over the years, and every time it's like, oh my gosh, it's going to be such a big change, it's going to cost much more money, blah, blah, blah. And guess what? It all works itself out, and in the end is good for everybody. It's good for the consumers. It's good for the advisors. It's good for everybody.
Knowledge is power.
Absolutely.
And we continue. Let's see. We've been talking about all this wonderful stuff, and we have guests.
Yes, we do. And I know Isabel is excited to share with our listeners some things that kids can do over the summer that cost little or no money. And she knows that I'm a huge proponent of that because there are lots of things out there that we can do that cost a lot of money over the summer. So I'm going to turn things over to Isabel, and she's going to share a couple things with us this morning.
Okay, so the first thing that you can do is plant a garden, and kids love planting seeds in the spring and watching them grow through the summer. And I know that my brother and I love watching our plants at home grow. The next thing that you can do is visit the public library. Public libraries often offer free summer reading programs, and this helps your kids to get some reading in during the summer. You can also make a movie with your video recorder, smartphone, or iPad. You can also add special effects to it, or if you don't have movie-making equipment, you encourage your kids to create a play instead. I know my family loves to do this. You can take a hike along nature trails or at a nearby forest. Another thing I love to do is bake, and you can let the kids help you make cookies, a cake, anything. It's anything that could be easy for you guys to make. Okay, so the last thing I have for you is to take
on hot days like today, having a water balloon fight, you know, getting everybody involved with tossing the water balloons, but then, of course, cleaning up all the little water balloon pieces that are left. Bird watching is another fun thing to do. I know a couple years ago for Father's Day, they had gotten their dad a bird book with all the different birds of New Jersey. And again, it doesn't cost anything, is a neat thing to do and ends up taking some time. A fun thing we came across, take a bubble bath outside. So if you have one of those inflatable pools, especially for the young kids, make it fun again by filling it with bubbles and then tossing little toys and things in there for them to try and find. Listening to concerts in the park. I know here we have Deer Path. We have all those free concerts that go on throughout the summer, which is also a lot of fun. Participating in workshops, Home Depot, Lowe's have different workshops that cost little to no money. It's a fun way to get them learning a new skill. You can go camping, you know, even in your own backyard. You can even get your s'mores kit together and do some roasting over the fire pit, that type of thing. One of Jack's favorites is bug collecting. Except when he catches those big hairy spiders, those aren't quite so fun for mom.
Them loose in the house.
Another fun thing, actually, I'm surprised Isabel didn't talk about this one, as far as, you know, whenever something comes in the mail from whether it's Amazon or you buy a new appliance, those big, gigantic boxes, taking those cardboard boxes and decorating them, turning them into a house or a hideout and fun things like that. You can visit a pet store or, you know, a local nonprofit such as Tabby's Place. Go visit some of the pets, check them out. And again, it's not going to cost you anything unless you get the little eyes looking at you saying, "Oh, but we really want to adopt this cat or this dog."
What else? Looking at the stars, there's actually an app, and of course I can't remember the name of it. Jack, do you remember the name of it? There's an app you can get on your phone that when you look up at the stars, if you have this app, it'll show you what you're looking at. Jack's going to look that up for us because SkyMap. It's called SkyMap. So that's pretty cool. I know last night we had a beautiful moon. You didn't even need an app to show you where the moon was, obviously. But pointing out some of the stars and the constellations and things are a lot of fun. So those are just a couple of fun little things that you can do that cost little to no money. And see if we can think of a few more when we come back from the break. But we are going to take our bottom of the hour break and do our check of local news and weather. And then we'll be back up to talk about some retirement planning topics and taking advantage of employer benefits, which can end up saving you thousands of dollars in the long run. So we'll be back. You're listening to Some Things About Money here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch in Orlando today to talk about the latest developments in the nightclub shooting massacre. This comes one day after the Department of Justice does a quick reversal in their attempts to cover up for ISIS.
The Department of Justice has backed away from their attempts to release transcripts of the Orlando shooter's 911 calls, with all references to Islamic terrorism and ISIS edited out. After significant public outcry, the DOJ released the unredacted transcripts late Monday. Michael Rubin of the American Enterprise Institute told USA Radio News Attorney General Loretta Lynch's original excuses just didn't hold up.
Loretta Lynch had basically said she didn't want to put the families through this again, that she didn't want to re-victimize them was the phrase she used, and that's, I think, just wrong-headed.
Rubin added, most all Americans already know the killer pledged support to ISIS. I'm Jason Wirt.
And I'm John DeMaster with USA Radio News. Get breaking news at usaradio.com.
Hey, business owners, what do you do when cash is tight, huh? Do you need funds but don't want to waste your time with the bank, filling out tons of paperwork and giving away your firstborn? Yeah, well, I have good news for you. All you gotta do is call NMC Business Funding Group. It's simple, fast, and 95% of all loans are approved. Bypass the bureaucracy and get the loan you need for expanding your business for any purpose, like new equipment, inventory expansion, cash flow, hey, even payroll. If you have an existing business, not a startup, call 800-279-7978. When you call, you'll quickly find out how you can get up to $1 million with no collateral, no upfront fees, and your credit rating is no problemo. Get the money you need in 2 to 3 days and approvals in 12 hours. Sweet. Call the NMC Business Funding Group now at 800-279-7978. Find out how you can get fast cash for your business. You can be approved in 12 hours, so call 800-279-7978. 800-279-7978.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch in Orlando today to talk about the latest developments in the nightclub shooting massacre. This comes one day after the Department of Justice does a quick reversal in their attempts to cover up for ISIS.
The Department of Justice has backed away from their attempts to release transcripts of the Orlando shooter's 911 calls, with all references to Islamic terrorism and ISIS edited out. After significant public outcry, the DOJ released the unredacted transcripts late Monday. Michael Rubin of the American Enterprise Institute told USA Radio News Attorney General Loretta Lynch's original excuses just didn't hold up.
Loretta Lynch had basically said she didn't want to put the families through this again, that she didn't want to re-victimize them was the phrase she used, and that's, I think, just wrong-headed.
Rubin added, most all Americans already know the killer pledged support to ISIS. I'm Jason Wirt.
And I'm John DeMaster with USA Radio News. Get breaking news at usaradio.com.
Hey, business owners, what do you do when cash is tight, huh? Do you need funds but don't want to waste your time with the bank, filling out tons of paperwork and giving away your firstborn? Yeah, well, I have good news for you. All you gotta do is call NMC Business Funding Group. It's simple, fast, and 95% of all loans are approved. Bypass the bureaucracy and get the loan you need for expanding your business for any purpose, like new equipment, inventory expansion, cash flow, hey, even payroll. If you have an existing business, not a startup, call 800-279-7978. When you call, you'll quickly find out how you can get up to $1 million with no collateral, no upfront fees, and your credit rating is no problemo. get the money you need in 2 to 3 days and approvals in 12 hours. Sweet. Call the NMC Business Funding Group now at 800-279-7978. Find out how you can get fast cash for your business. You can be approved in 12 hours, so call 800-279-7978. 800-279-7978.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Some Things About Money here on 100inchamberradio.com. It looks like the markets are losing a little bit of steam. We still have the Dow in the green, up about 12.6 points, S&P up about 2.5 points, and the NASDAQ is now in the red by a little over 5 points. So don't know if it's based upon Jellin Yellen's comments that are going on out there, or if it's the continuation of Brexit fears that are out there, at least through Thursday, till we know for sure what's happening.
Well, it's probably the media focusing on Corey Lewandowski losing his job as the head of the Trump campaign. Have you noticed, let me put some context around my comments and questions. Now, I am an independent. I'm not a Republican, Democrat, not any of that. Especially here on the radio, people sort of know I have conservative leanings, but I also have liberal views on personal things. Is it just my imagination, or during the Republican campaign, it was all things Trump by the media, almost to the point that it looked like they were providing him with all this free advertising as a means of getting him the nomination. And now that he has the nomination pretty much locked up, unless there's this big revolt among the delegates, now it seems as if they've turned it around and it's all things Trump, but it's all things negative Trump. Does anyone else get the impression that this was sort of contrived as a means of giving Hillary Clinton the easiest possible candidate to beat from their point of view? It's like, you know, we're going to have a hard time with all of the legitimate traditional candidates, so let's bring the Donald into the mix, and then we'll have him go up against Hillary, and then that'll give her the best possible chance of becoming president. Or am I wrong in that? Does anyone else get that feeling?
No, I get that feeling as well. And sometimes you wonder if we should do what other countries do, which is have no media coverage leading up to an election, and people can just research the facts and have the facts and be able to make their own educated decisions as best
as
they
wish
can.
We could, but unfortunately,
I know that's not going to happen.
I happen to believe one of the things, and I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh very often, but it's like, I think he calls them low information voters. These are the people who are affiliated with political organizations, and they go to their favorite politician or TV show or whoever the character is, if a movie star says, I'm endorsing this person, they go, I like that movie star, I'm going to endorse that person too. The same thing that, you know, people say all the time, well, I'm not going to vote for Bernie Sanders because he really doesn't have a chance to win the nomination, so I'm going to vote for Hillary because she's going to win. Instead of saying, I'm going to vote for who I believe is the best possible candidate to do what's in the best interest of our country. And that really burns me. Not a play on words. But you got to give it to Sanders for his conviction. He believes, at least I believe he believes in what he talks about.
Right.
But the guy never had a chance. So many of these superdelegates had declared before the primaries even started. And then with mostly Democrats pushing for early elections, you know, you get these low information voters who make up their mind early on, I'm going to vote for this candidate. And then when information comes out about the candidate, or another candidate comes all of a sudden out of nowhere and turns out to be, in their mind, the best thing since sliced bread, it's too late. They've already wasted their vote and there's no do-over.
Right.
So why do people actually want or see that as a good thing? You know, that's the reason why we have an election day, because anything can happen. There could be any piece of news. There could be any scandal. There could be the best possible candidate come from nowhere who espouses every value you have and everything you believe in. And now it's too late. You can't get a do-over on this. So, man, that's my two cents on it. But I'm really seeing this every day, every day, every minute of the day. You're getting bombarded by these anti-Trump media blurbs, and you have to wonder if it's some sort of a concerted effort that's coordinated by, you know, somebody out there in the ethos that is pulling the strings and manipulating the process.
Yeah, Yeah. So you hate to think that way, but certain things that happen, you kind of have to think that way.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's like trashing the man for what he says as opposed to taking a look at his opponent's actual record or lack thereof and making a decision based on fact versus, well, what might happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And it's interesting because the more people, and again, this is just very small sampling across the country, but most people that I talk to are just scratching their heads saying, you know,
can we get a do-over?
Can we just like start over and start from scratch and come up with two new candidates from somewhere?
Accomplished and qualified, who really have more than job titles on their resumes, or you know, who's you know, in charge of a reality TV
show.
It's
almost like they're going to go into the voting booth and go, eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Well, there is this guy out there called Gary Johnson, who's a former governor of New Mexico, who doesn't get, well, virtually no press because, after all, he's a third-party candidate, and we can't possibly have somebody who's going to upset our traditional two-party system vis-a-vis the control that they hold over us. But, you know, the more I've researched him, he's actually an interesting person. And he does have a lot of character traits that I happen to like, and he has some skill, and he has some experience, and you know the fact that I guess he's running as a libertarian scares some people because they think libertarians are crazy. But you know, every party has them. I mean, look at the extreme right, the extreme left, and you know, so are they really that different?
Right. Exactly. All right. So. Enough about politics for the moment. Let's talk about some ways to save money through using your employer benefits. And yes, we know employer benefits have definitely gotten more scant than they have been in the past. But for those of you that are employees, are you taking full advantage of any perks that are available for you? First and foremost, in terms of your health benefits. So if your employer has a high deductible health care plan, which many of them have now moved towards, look to contribute to the health savings account or HSA that generally comes with it. You can put away up to $3,350 for individuals or $6,750 for a family each year, and the money you contribute is pre-tax. Funds in the account can be used for health care costs, and most importantly, you don't have to use it or lose it. Anything that you have in that account can be rolled over year to year to year. So another option that gives you a tax break and helps save for healthcare expenses is a flexible spending account or an FSA. Again, money goes in pre-tax. You can save up to $2,550 for an individual. For a family, the limit is $5,000. One caveat, however, is you generally can't contribute to both the HSA and the FSA in the same calendar year, nor can you carry forward any unspent FSA contribution. So again, you want to definitely take a look to figure out which one would make the most sense for you and or you and your family. 401k, and it's still, you know, I scratch my head every time I read these surveys that show that one in four workers did not save enough to get their employer's full matching contribution. That's free money. You know, over 20 years, that adds up to more than $42,000 per person in lost retirement savings simply by not taking full advantage of any match that is available to you.
Well, Michelle, I don't have enough money to put into my 401k because I have a vacation coming up.
Well, guess what? Anything you put into your 401k is done on a pre-tax basis, which ends up saving you some money on taxes. And even though you might enjoy that vacation, perhaps look to do a more budgetary vacation. You can still have the vacation and save those monies. Or perhaps rather than going to Starbucks every day, you go to Starbucks once or twice a week and redirect those funds into that 401k plan.
Amen.
Amen. Free money. Where else can you get free money? Nowhere that I know about.
Can't beat the 100% return on your investment. Guaranteed.
Exactly. So there might also be some other types of employee discounts or other perks that can help out. You know, for instance, if you're a commuter, you may want to check to see if your employer participates in plans that will help you save for transportation expenses, including parking passes or train fares. Also, check out your company's wellness programs, where you might be able to get a discount on gym memberships or weight management programs. You know, all of these quote-unquote little perks can add up to big savings over time. So again, usually in the fall, we're not quite there yet, companies come out with their annual benefits enrollment period. If you want a second look at figuring out what benefits you should or shouldn't be taking advantage of for yourself and or your family, Feel free to give us a call, 908-713-6600. Happy to help you sort through that maze. So, wow, it's already break time again. I still have so much more I want to talk about today. You can tell I haven't been on in a few weeks. I have a lot that I want to talk about.
Well, I'll invite you back for next week. You can talk some more.
All right, I'll be back next week, too. All right, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back to some things about money here on 100inchamberradio.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
All right, we are back to wrap up today's show. Again, this is Michelle Heidi. With me, Joe Patton, both certified financial planners with Patton, Heidi, and Associates. Yeah, the markets are still tinkering out a little bit of
Generally flattish.
Yeah, yeah.
Although, you know, Europe did close at a good number. I mean, the FTSE was up 7/10, the DAX was up 8/10, and the CAC was up 9/10. Too bad the U.S. wasn't up 10/10. And oil, well, down 84 cents a barrel to $48.53. And gold, well, gold down over $18 an ounce to $12.73.80. And looking at that 10-year, Michelle, I look at these yields on the 10-year and I just shake my head because historically it is just amazing to me. 1.6886. Mm. Whew. And that's down. You know, the yield came up just a tad because of, you know, the safe haven trades unwinding over the Brexit expectation of not leaving. So, you know, you get all that stuff going on. But, we're going to see more of that volatility that I talked about earlier as the markets begin to pay more and more attention to the upcoming election. I know there was something on CNBC.com to the effect that a lot of the financial companies are threatening to pull Hillary Clinton's donations if she appoints or has Elizabeth Warren run as her VP candidate because, I mean, obviously you've seen that in the news all over the place at all times that she is just so after financial institutions. So, yeah, you have to wonder whether or not that will influence the choice.
Right.
You know, the upside for Hillary Clinton of choosing Elizabeth Warren, of course, is that she will be very attractive to the Bernie Sanders voters, which would help Secretary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to wonder whether or not politics plays out, money plays out, or, you know, the voice of the people plays out, although I don't have very much hope that the voice of the people play out in this election because, quite frankly, when you look at superdelegates and early voting and all of the other things, manipulation of the very few debates that the Democrats had, which was seen as a way of protecting their candidate, you kind of wonder whether or not the people are being considered in this process.
And on the Republican side, oh my goodness, this Sunday listening to Paul Ryan talking about how delegates should be voting their conscience, and now there's more and more of these people in the anti-Trump movement seemingly on conference calls and conspiring behind the scenes to actually take away the will of the people. I mean, he ended up with a record number of Republicans voting for him in this past primary. And you talk about winning at fair and square. Well, now, with a nod in the wink, it appears that these people are being encouraged to change the rules in committees to enable the delegates to vote their conscience and pretty much take away the vote that so many people made for this man. So you kind of wonder, you don't have to wonder, of course, it's politics as usual in Washington, and the establishment in D.C. is more concerned about holding their place at the feeding trough of K Street and less about the will of the people of the United States of America. So, talk to whoever your legislators are. Have this conversation with your friends, meetings, whatever. Try not to let this happen yet again. Try to not let these hacks take away the value of your vote. You've already told them what you wanted. And as much as they can, they are trying to hold their power. They're trying to keep control of the system that they created for their own benefit. We don't have term limits. We don't have a lot of things that we all would like to have. They have a much better health care plan. They get a fabulous retirement plan for virtually no service compared to the average 30-year worker. Why is this continuing to be acceptable to you? It's certainly not to me. So I encourage everybody to pay attention to this and in your way rise up, voice your opinion, take your vote seriously. And I guess in a way, take your power to direct the country in the way the majority wants. Take that back. Rise up and exercise your constitutional rights and protect them, because every day, more and more, it seems that these politicians want to take those rights away and control the lives that we have here in this wonderful country.
Yep, absolutely. All right. Well, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, lots of high school graduations have taken place over the past couple of weeks, and now mom and dad are getting ready to send Johnny off to college in the fall, and the question always comes up, should we take money out of our retirement accounts to pay for Johnny's college? Ugh. And after we cringe and go,
did Johnny provide you with a business plan?
Exactly. So, words of wisdom, don't follow this temptation, because digging into retirement funds early, whether it's for something worthwhile, such as college tuition, or something less pressing, can wreak havoc on your golden years. And so here are a couple reasons why it's a bad idea to use retirement accounts for college expenses. First and foremost, there will likely come a day when you need the money. So we realize that a lot of people today are postponing retirement, and others don't ever want to stop working. But the fact is, as many as one out of two of us will be forced to retire earlier than we planned. That's right. Half of us will be forced into retirement before we're ready, either because of a health issue or a change in employment. So if you take money out while you're still young and in good health, you may not have the resources to meet your basic needs when you are at an age where you are no longer able to work. Number two, you'll miss out on the miracle of compound interest. So let's assume you're 50 years old and plan on working another 15 years. A $10,000 withdrawal from your retirement account could cost you twice that much. Well, how and why? Well, because of the lost opportunity of having the money grow over that time frame. So let's assume you earn 6%. Again, that's not anything overly aggressive over the next 15 years. Well, that could end up costing you almost $50,000 when you factor in potential taxes and penalties, which leads us into number three, because some of the taxation issues related to withdrawals from retirement plans can be quite tricky. So as we all know, our income tax system is progressive, meaning the higher one's income, the higher percentage of our income is going to go to tax. So the federal tax rates go from 0 to 39.6%. Plus, most states have income tax as well. All withdrawals from retirement accounts are added onto our other income, which could push you into a higher tax bracket. So a $10,000 withdrawal could easily cost more than $3,000 in federal and state taxes. But that's not all. Unless you're 59 and a half or retired and older than age 55, you'll be hit with a 10% federal early withdrawal penalty when you take them out from your 401k plan. Plus, some states also tack on their own early withdrawal penalty. California does, for example, with a 2.5% hit in addition to the federal hit. So again, it can end up costing you a lot of money.
Well, not only that, I mean, those are the taxes and the penalties, but many plan documents will show you that if you do take money out of the 401k plan while you're still employed, you may end up foregoing the opportunity of putting new money into the plan for a period of time, thus increasing your tax on that side as well and losing the opportunity for growth in your 401k portfolio. So,
you exactly.
know, there's a direct expense and a potential indirect expense to taking that action.
Absolutely. And again, that would be taking money out of a 401k directly. If you take it out of an IRA and use it for college expenses, you wouldn't get hit with that early withdrawal penalty, but you still have to pay tax on it, which again, if you're taking out $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, that could potentially be throwing you into a higher tax bracket.
I could hear people now, Michelle, well, instead of paying the tax, I'll leave the money, then I'll put it on my credit card.
So what if what should you do if you don't have the money and we're telling you not to raid your retirement savings plan?
Well, scholarship's a good idea.
Couple things, exactly. Scholarships, grants, having your child live at home and attend a college that is within driving distance. Again, a lot of kids are going to community college for 2 years and then transferring
on. And you might as well fix it up sooner or later because the odds are they're going to be living in your basement after graduation anyway.
Encourage children. Here's a novel concept. Encourage children to work their way through school. I know a lot of parents will say, oh, my gosh,
they're not
going
to earn enough money to pay that $50,000 a year tuition bill. No, they won't, but they can cover their beer expenses and social expenses, so you don't have to.
Exactly. I mean, and actually have the best of both worlds like I did. I had a co-op program at my college, so I got credits and I earned money, which in turn helped pay for some of the expenses related to my education. So there are options, folks. Don't raid your retirement savings. I mean, there are other options that are out there. Yes, of course, as parents, you want to do the best you can, blah, blah, blah. Again, I get it. I'm a parent. I want the best for my two kids who are sitting in the room with me here today.
And when you're thinking about what school they want to go to and what the cost is going to be, you should also be thinking when they're 23, 24 years old, what are they going to be earning once they've been out of school for a couple of years?
Exactly.
And if it doesn't make sense from a financial standpoint, the decision to send them there doesn't make sense either.
No.
It's insane.
Nope, absolutely.
Yeah, your retirement's going to be the largest, longest event of your financial lifetime. And to throw it away for, you know, the hope that somehow it's going to make a difference in the future life and success of your child, not a good idea. In fact, I find that, you know, you're better off to invest time and discipline and motivation into your children than you are money.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're working and they understand the value of money and they put together that business plan for college, so they're going through a step-by-step level of awareness about what it's going to do to you and your retirement, not to mention the amount of debt they may have to carry after graduation for who knows how many years, they become very serious about this process and that choice. And it might surprise you when they come to you later on and say, you know, I didn't realize what this meant and what it was going to do. I think I should go to the other school instead.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because even though sometimes we feel like our kids aren't listening, they really are.
Yeah, they're looking
in some
for
cases,
an angle.
We'll thank us later in life. So important things to consider when trying to balance college and retirement. Again, you cannot borrow for your own retirement. The bank would laugh at you if you walked in and said, all right, I'm ready to retire. I need a loan. I don't think they'd be too happy. So anyway, it's good to be back on the show. I'll be back again next week with Joe. You're listening to Some Things About Money here on 100inchamberradio.com. As always, don't forget to buy local, shop local, eat local, And check out the new beer garden that will be opening on July 1st over here on Main Street in
Flemington.
Well,
normally I say buy 100 and buy often, but if you're at a beer garden, I'll have to temper that by saying, you know, if you're buying, buy 100 and you know, buy to the level of safety. But
right.
For clothing and everything else, definitely buy 100 and buy often.
All right. Have a good rest of your day. Great week. We'll be back again next week. Thanks for tuning in.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealth.com.